We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2006, The Three Olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, Item Reish Yutei, 219. You can send us your questions to Kabla TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2006, Item the Three Olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, Item 219. Now we shall explain the order of the clothing of the Patsufim in one another. Because in Atzilut we already explained that all the Patsufim are complete. And Gar of Atik remained revealed without levush, without clothing, because Arech Hanpin cannot clothe it because of its purity and subtlety in Rosh the Atik. Indeed, Zat the Atik clothed inside Arech Anpin in all its ten sefirot. Again. Now we shall explain the order of the clothing of the Patsufim in one another. Because in Atzilut we already explained that all the Patsufim are complete and whole. And Gar of Atik remain revealed without levush, without clothing, because Arech Anpin cannot clothe it because of its purity and solidity of Rosh the Atik. Indeed, Zat the Atik clothed inside Arech Anpin in all its ten sefirot.
Clear?
What isn't clear? What did he say?
That all the Patsufim in Atzilut are complete, and in Arech Anpin there is no clothing, because this is Gar, this is Rosh of Atik. But Zat the Atik, Arech Anpin do clothe them.
Oh, you're confused between two words. Listen. It's simple. You have Tabu of Atik, the general Tabu, and the general Siyum. From the general Tabu, Atik expands. This is Partsuf Atik. He has a revealed Rosh. Up to here, this is the Rosh. From the Rosh of Atik and below, it's already Arech Anpin. Arech Anpin expands until the Parsa. That's it. So Atik has a Rosh. Peh, obviously, and Arech Anpin is clothed from the Peh, just like Galgalta and Ab. This is the Parsa, the Siyum, and the Tabu. What are you asking?
I want to ask, this chapter speaks about the Neshama of Adam Rishon, his places and where it closes on the Olamot, Neshamot, and the places. Now we are talking about Atik, Arech Anpin.
Because the Adam lives within this area. Where does he exist? The Adam is a Partsuf that exists in these Partsufim, and they depend on him, and he depends on them, and they depend on him. We were speaking about the Olamot, right? Simple. We have an Olam. Olam. And in the Olam, there's the Adam. The Olam is Gimel and Bet.
Aleph
and Shoresh, and the Adam is Dalid. It's special. It's a special will to receive. So all the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, again, it depends what speaking, but the still vegetative and animate, that is called Olam, the world. But Adam is something else. It means it's similar to the Creator, similar to the Creator. And it doesn't belong to the Olamot. It doesn't. It lives in them. It feeds, nourishes off them. He includes two parts. The beast in him that is connected. Let's say there's also a part of Gimel. It's connected to this reality. And the part of Adam is belongs to the Creator. So we are speaking about as much as it belongs to the Olamot, as much as the Olamot influence him, and he influences them back. So now, before there was Ak, above the Tabu, and the result of Ak, that the Olamot were revealed or created. Bria, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Yeah.
I want to ask about the approach to the study. Sometimes we start studying as we did now, and there is no connection to what we have studied till now. Everyone are studying, and in the middle of inner light, all of a sudden, well, just a sec ago, it is as if we ended the study, and now we continue.
He also says, and now we'll scrutinize the order of the Patsufim. You see, he starts with the asterisk, that's how he starts it. That's how you learn. You understand the general picture?
That's exactly the point. Many times the general picture is missing.
It's not missing. It's always the same picture. That we have five olamot, five worlds, and the Adam working in those five olamot. The fact that it constantly disappears, it's clear to us, because you still don't attain it. But it's not that. Tell me now, what are you lacking? 1,000 details, but what in general? Arichanpin, right? He explained that Arichanpin has a peh and a chazeh. From the peh to the chazeh of Arichanpin, we have Abba Ve'ima, Chochma and Bina. Below, there's Chazeh and Tabu. From Chazeh and Tabu, we have Yishsut. Below the Tabu, we have Zon.
Zeranpin.
And Malchut, that's how they clothe one upon the other. By this, Olam Atzilut ends. All of this is Olam Atzilut. It's called Atzilut because that's where revelation of the Creator is. O Chochma revealed in Chasadim. Now below this, we'll learn the Olamot Bia. There's a place for Bria Yetzira Asiya. It was already done before in Nekudot Desag. Bria Yetzira and Asiya. The Mekomot. And afterwards, we learn of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon is something very special. He was created in a special way that stands like this. It's Rosh, we learned, instead of Zeranpin, the Atzilut. The Goron is instead of Malchut. And here, two parts, even you can divide it this way too. Guf and Raglin. No legs. This is the Partsuf of Adam Rishon. Adam HaRishon. That's it. Now, the main thing is that this is the main part. Adam HaRishon. Nothing belongs except for this. The rest are the place where he exists in. Just like here. This is the Adam. That's the important part. The rest is the environment. What else can I explain? Okay. Tzvika.
He says here that all the parts of him are complete and whole.
No, I didn't understand.
He says that all the parts of him, now we're all so excited. He says that all the parts of him are complete and whole. And you told me that this is Adam's environment. So what does it mean that all the parts of him are whole and complete in Olam Atzilut?
That Olam Atzilut doesn't demand any correction for itself. All the ascents and descents and all the changes in him are towards the Adam. Adam, what I mean, this is the Adam. We're not Bnei Adam. We don't count. If I say Adam, I mean the Adam Rishon.
And then you said that Adam Rishon, everything was created for him, and that Adam Rishon, what you marked in red, so he has to equalizes form to the environment to whom?
I don't understand.
He said that we depend on the environment a lot.
Yeah.
He's in Olam Atzilut where everything is perfect because he says here that the parts of him are perfect and whole. Now you marked in red Adam Rishon, Rosh, Raglaim. Who do we have to equalize our form with the environment or...
What environment? You're swallowing your words, I don't understand you.
You marked Adam Rishon in red, right on the left.
I heard you say that a few times.
Great, and before you spoke of the environment, that Olam Atzilut is in the environment?
No, Olam Atzilut is the environment of Adam Rishon.
So Adam has to equalize his form with whom? With the environment?
Change of form?
Equivalence of form.
Adam Rishon, equivalence of form?
If this is the environment and this is Adam Rishon, so what's the connection between them?
I don't know. We didn't talk about it yet. We're not speaking about it. What do you want from me?
Fine, but Adam Rishon has to equalize his form with whom? Why do we need this work for?
The work of man is to gather all of his parts. He was destined to that his organs will shrivel out, and now he has to gather them again like before the sin.
I'm trying to understand what is the environment that Olam Atzilut gives Adam Rishon. This is my question to begin with.
Olam Atzilut passes from the light of Ein Sof. Say that you became smart and you're asking smart things. I didn't imagine them. I couldn't imagine. Olam Atzilut from Ein Sof passes lights to Adam of guidance and providence through all of the Olamot. He bestows upon the Adam. That's it. And the Adam back bestows to the Olamot.
No.
What else? That's it.
No, we're just beginning. What does the upper Olam bestows upon Adam Rishon?
I don't feel good in the world. I'm cold. I need to warm it up. Right? I'm hot, so I need to chill it out. The world awakens all kinds of feelings in me from the lack of balance mine and the world's, and me, according to that lack of balance, I'm working. So I feel my lack of balance with the light of Ein Sof, because the light brings from Ein Sof. It's what it weakens it for me a bit. It lessens the light. And then according to that, I work in order to resemble myself to those lights, to adapt myself to those lights. So I learn how I can feel myself constantly in a good way. I'm in the world of the Creator, and He bestows upon me. So I need to organize my vessels in such a way to feel good in His olam, in whichever state there will be. Because the state doesn't change, it's Ein Sof. But I'm shown as much as I don't identify with it. So I have to do it, I have to correct myself. Meaning, from the outside, the olam, the world, brings me all kinds of influences, usually unpleasant, because he shows me where I have to correct myself. And me, and according to that, have to turn to the Creator, right? And say that I don't feel good, that it's the wrong, look what I'm, well, look what's happening to me, you have to help me. I want to feel good. Feel good with you. Feel good with the world. That's it. That's the work.
You said that in order to feel good, you have to gather all your organs. You just said that.
Okay.
You said we have to gather all the organs. Rabash said so, to gather, collect all of our organs.
Yeah.
I'm asking myself, I'm connected to the first lesson. What does it mean to gather all of my organ, all our organs?
Now you're starting to jump to all kinds of questions.
You said so, to what does it mean to gather all the organs, to collect them together?
To connect all the other souls to me. That's what I need and what you need. How? That's what we're learning. Go to campus, first lesson, and start.
I'm saying there has to be a formula. We're all confused here. We need to have a formula, some line, two, three lines, actions that we have to do, and then we succeed.
Mister,
we don't have it.
The fact that you feel confusion is good. It's a good sign that in every state we feel confusion, and every state we start from new.
I have another question. Rabash, did anyone do something like connecting the whole world? No one. We are the first. You are the first who brought up this idea. Or
my idea.
Yeah, who brought it to us? Someone told you to do this? You see any Kabbalist in the world who connected the whole world in such a broad manner?
Okay, what do you want?
I have a feeling, well, today you were very disappointed from us, very.
Tzvika, ask a question, that's it.
I'm asking you for a formula that will
none else besides them. That's the formula, period. Moscow, you're ruining everybody. Moscow.
What we just read in the diagram you drew, it's like what we have learned in the first part of the lesson when we discussed that we have to take the friends' desires from all the worldly, or is it something new? Is it the same thing in different languages?
It's not new. If we gather our parts that are revealed to us, that the Creator is revealing to us, that's more correct to say, the Creator is revealing you all your shattered vessels. Vessels that are willing to be together with you and saying, take this for yourself. Take, and these pieces are willing to connect with you. They're coming into your hands. Connect us. So we need to do it. All of our groups, all of our friends, all over the world, they want to connect, and we need to discover that we want this connection, each and every one, towards all the others. And that's what we're lacking. That's it. And right away, we'll feel as much as this intensity is enough to discover Olam Ein Sof. Olam Ein Sof. If we, as Bala Sulam writes, we're already in the last generation, that's it, we're done, we don't need anything else. The conditions are here, on this spot. That's it. Resh Yud Tet. And now we will scrutinize the order of the Paltzufim clothing on one another. Because in Atzilut we've already scrutinized that all the Paltzufim are whole and complete. And here we have Garde Atik, remain revealed with no clothing. That there's nobody clothed on Garav Atik. On the Rosh of the Partsuf, nothing is clothed. Because Arich Anpin cannot clothe it from the purity of the Atik. Of the Rosh of Atik. But Zat of Atik clothed on Arich Anpin in all the 10 Sfirot of it. Meaning, Arich Anpin, the second Partsuf in Atzilut, clothes as usually from Pederosh de Atik and below. Atik is called Keter of Atzilut, Arich Anpin is called Chochma of Atzilut. Keep going. Then we have Reish Chaf. Is that clear or not? I don't want to hear nonsense. What I just said, is that clear? Yes. Good. What isn't clear? Is it clear that Atik is Keter and Arich Anpin is Chochma? Yeah? So you have nothing to ask. Reish Chaf, 220. Afterwards, Gar of Arich Anpin is also revealed. Gar is Rosh. It's revealed. And Zat of Arich Anpin clothes on Abba Ve'ima and Zon, because they are the four letters of Avaya, which is the name of Arich Anpin. Arich Anpin is Chochmah. It gives all the lights. It's the source of all the lights. Atik doesn't give anything. It just shines in Arich Anpin. And Arich Anpin already shines to the whole world. That's why Atik is called from the word Ne'etak, disconnected from all of them. And Arich Anpin is called Arich, long, long panim. Panim is Chochmah. And long, because it shines from one end to the other, till the end of Atzilut. Because they are the four letters of Avaya, which is the name of Arich Anpin, because Arich Anpin clothes in that name, which is the four letters, four Paltzufim, and the Kutzo Shel Yud, which is the Rosh of Arich Anpin, that remains revealed out of the Abba, which is the Yud. So in Arich Anpin also, it has a Rosh, and on that Rosh, nobody clothes on that for now. On the Guf, all the other Potsufim are clothed. Just as we drew here. Right? We have Arich Anpin. Atik is Ne'etak, disconnected, first restriction. It can even shine below the Parsa, where he is not allowed, so he is allowed, because it's Tzimtzum Alef. And here there's a restriction on Tzimtzum Bet. So Arich Anpin, the Rosh begins at the Pe. This is the Rosh. The Rosh is revealed. No one is clothed on its Rosh either. And Abba Ve'ima are clothed on the Peh till the Chazeh. And from the Chazeh till the Tabu, Yisut Zad de Bina is clothed. And below the Tabu, we already have Zeranpin of Atzilut. And Malchut of Atzilut is clothed on the Dalet Achtonot of Zeranpin. That's it. Keep going. Resh Chaf Aleph. Also, Abaveim are clothed. The lower gimel of Zeranpin, because Abba Ve'ima are in Chadanafkin as Chadasharian, are together. And they're not one below the other. And then Zeranpin, the lower three in it, are clothed in Nukba. Sometimes.
Because the Nukva sometimes ascends and becomes like the Zeranpin, sometimes it descends to the Nekuda beneath it. So he says, Zeranpin, its three lower parts sometimes clothe in Nukva, sometimes, when they are Ach Be'ach, back to back. They have different forms. But when they're panim bepanim, face to face, then they're equal, like Abba and Ima. They enter each other, Zeranpin into Nukva, Nukva into the Zeranpin, they connect, and then they're on an equal degree. Therefore, he says about Abba and Ima, Kechada Sharin, meaning that they function as one. So regarding Zeranpin and Nukva, there are different changes. Zeranpin and Nukva, the relations between them. The relations between the Zeranpin and the Nukva, they determine all of the changes that Zon's in. For example, we are in a system called the universe. There is the sun, moon, different planets, galaxies, who knows what, black matter, pink matter, what we know, what we don't know. It all influences us. It does. Time. Time meaning changes. Of influence over us. Not the time itself, chronological time, but in terms of changes. The way these influences change. So it's all as a result of the relations between Malchut and Zeranpin. And the Vilna Gaon writes about time that the moon and the sun and the earth, and I even wrote it in my first book, I think, that these relative turns between Zeranpin and Malchut, how they determine the time. What I want to say is that these are things that are external to the soul. Reish Chaf Vav. And Bria is not so. Meaning, Atik, Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Zeranpin, and Malchut. He finished with that, and he's going forward. And even though the Bria that's supposed to be beneath the Parsa is not so, because the Arich Anpin that's in the Bria is the Vak in it. And the Gar of this Vak, which is Chagat of Arich Anpin of Bria, remain revealed. And the three lower parts of Arich Anpin of Bria, they clothe on Vak and Abba and Ima. And this is the... No, here he starts things that... Well, read. What can I tell you?
Item Resh Kaf Gimel, 223. And... Atik de Bria is the meaning of the point of Malchut Atzilut, when the Creator told her, go and diminish yourself and be a head of the foxes, meaning head of the Shualim. because this is the Rosh of the entire creation, Bria. And this is the meaning of Atik de Bria, that clothes in Gar. And then it is the meaning of Atik de Bria. And back to Arech Anpin, which is Chagat Megulin, and then we will elaborate in the point of Malchut de Atzilut. 224. And we'll explain Sod de Yetzira, the meaning of Yetzira. Because since it has a Masach between it and Bria, and has no illumination except for the clothing of light in Zeran Pin de Bria, therefore, the more the upper lights are pure and the upper diminish, because it cannot, this light cannot go through the Masach, the coarse Masach. 225. That's why Arich Anpin de Tira has only three within three, which are Nehi, that are included in Chagat. The only thing that is evident in it is the three Sfirot. So is Abba de Tira, three within three, as Arich Anpin. Because in Bria, they were both equal too. Although Ima de Tira, that in Bria she had a full partzuf. So is Zon de Tzira, which are all vak for each one on his own.
Meaning explains the extent of the descent of degrees that we have from world to world. Resh Chavav.
226. And the reason is, since the light of Yetzira is extended from Masach Zeranpin, which is vak, that's why there cannot be more than vak in each of the Yetzira. This is Shit Sfiran Mekanenan Beitzira, because the greater Partzuf in them all is no more than vak.
What do we do when we don't understand? We pray. It's not that we pray to understand. We pray for the Or Makif. As simple as that. It's not the wise that learns. Someone who understands this, can advance, because he can derive the light of Torah from it. You hear this, Shapira?
Item 227. His interpretation is that the Masach that is made between Bria and Yetzira is when Bina, the Atzilut, clothes in Zeran Pin de Bria, and by it this Masach is made. And so it turns out that every Yetzira is from the six Sfirot, which is Zeran Pin. But the difference between Ima and Zon de Yetzira is that Vak de Ima has no Mekif, no surrounding. And Vak de Zeranpin has one surrounding. And Nukva, that also has Vak, has two surroundings. 228. And the two lower of Arich Anpin de Yetzira clothed on Abba Ve'ima. And one point in them. Because it's three within three of the three Sfirot in it that remain revealed. And Atik de Yetzira is the point of Malchut de Bria that descended here and clothed in this third revealed Sfira.
This is how the Malchut of the upper becomes the Keter to the lower.
229. And we'll explain the meaning of Asiya. Because since one Masach of Malchut de Yetzira was added to it, the lights have diminished. Because Arich Anpin in it is also three within three, Gimel go Gimel, just as it was in Yetzira. The reason is because it's the middle line. Keter is the middle line. And it is a necessity for it to take two lines, the right and the left. Therefore, Arich Anpin never has less than three within three. But Abba, that doesn't have this reason, has diminished and became one point.
Keep on reading.
230. Indeed, Ima and Zon de Asiya have diminished as well. And any one of them has only three within three. The difference between them is that Ima has no Mekif, has no surrounding, and Zeranpin has one Mekif, and the Nukva has two Mekifim. And the Asiya has Atik, which is the point of Malchut Deitzira, that came down to Asiya and clothed in Arichanpin.
Okay, we see that this diminution, it causes the diminution of degrees and the emerging of more and more Megifim. The less the Pnimi is, the more the Makif is, and so on. Let's see what's next.
231. You should know that I've found in Rav Gedaliah Levi that the Gar of the Vak of the Arichanpin, the Bria, which are Chagat, that remained revealed without clothing are the three in the soil of the Masach. 232. The meaning of the words is this. We have explained that every world of the three Olamot Bia has one Masach. And the Masach between Atzilut and Bria, when the image of the lights of Atzilut came through them in order to make the 10 Sfirot de Bria, they did not go through the Masach. Only the light of them went through that Masach. And all the 10 Sfirot of the Bria were engraved.
Okay. There are beautiful things here, but we'll have to go deeper in when we're a bit more settled down. Later he starts talking about the klipot a bit at the end of Tess, and that's how it ends. Ari explained the matter of the klipot much more strongly. We can go there to study it. Okay, questions?
Oh, Ken. Amnon.
Rav, he writes that between Atzilut and Bria, there is a Masach.
Of course.
It doesn't exist in the rest of the worlds.
Between Atzilut and Bria, there is a Parsa. That's a Masach.
Later between Bria Yetzira and Asiya there are no masachim, screens?
Why?
Because each such world is per se.
If there's no light of Chochmah, why do you have the screens? Why do you have the masachim?
Sorry?
If you don't have the light of Chochmah, why do you need the masachim?
I don't know. Okay?
Okay. Think about it. Yes, Tzvika.
I have the mic all the time. So, he says, beautifully, therefore the upper lights, the purer they are, the less they become. Because this O cannot go through the Masach of Ab. How is that?
What? What's the question? What are you asking?
What does it mean that this light cannot pass through the Masach of Ab? He says that the purer those lights are, the upper lights, they diminish. First of all, why do they diminish?
Yeah, they diminish because it's a ladder of degrees.
I don't understand.
There is no light. Forget about what you think when you think about light. It's the impression of the vessels. You will never feel the light, know the light. You won't know about it. The only thing you'll feel is the impression of the will to receive in different manners. And that you call light.
He says that this light cannot pass through the Masach of Ab. What's the reason?
Because he doesn't have enough strength the past of such a high, such a sublime light.
What is this masach?
Did you learn, did you study physics?
Yeah, as a child. I don't remember it now, but yeah.
I don't know how to explain this to you.
Let's put it this way. What is this masach that's unpenetrable?
Will to receive. And the light. The will to bestow. Besides these two, there is nothing. And everything only acts according to the law of equivalence of form. If you want to receive something, then your will to receive has to be impressed of something that we call light, the will to bestow. So, if your will to receive is impressed, like the will to bestow that wants to bestow, then it's called that your will to receive receives this impression and feels it, and it can also pass it on. What does pass it on mean? Make of itself different desires, higher or lower, all kinds of changes, and they will also be impressed of the form of bestowal. We have nothing except for the will to receive and the impression of bestowal in it. And that's throughout all the Potsofim. Only difference is what's some small discernments there, but it's always the same.
How can the light pass through the masach?
According to the equivalence of form with the masach.
So, it means that I have to receive the importance from the environment.
The environment, the masach, doesn't matter. Yes, you have to be in equivalence of form with them, otherwise they won't feel each other. Moscow.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, вот
Rav, рисунку последнему, который вы нарисовали, according to the previous sketch, the Rosh of Adam Rishon, if I understand correctly, it's the world group that's supposed to connect itself and ascend to Atzilut.
When we'll start to connect between ourselves in the form of the Ubar, as an embryo, we'll start going into the world of Atzilut. In the meantime, we're not there. Not there. We have to start connecting. And then the connection between us will cause equivalence of form with the light for us. To the extent that we equalize between us, when each one annuls himself for the sake of the connection, and we all reach a common connection, that's considered a kli, batzuf, neshama, a part of Adam HaRishon. And then, in this patsuf, in this kli, we will already feel, according to the intensity of the connection, that will be atop the intensity of the distance. The greater the distance, the greater we'll feel the light in it, the greater quality of bestowal in it. We may feel the quality of bestowal as the light of Chassidim. We may even feel it as the light of Chokhmah. That depends on what kelim, on what degree of coarseness of the kelim we'll be able to connect between us.
No Moscow.
Well, Moscow. Dosh.
And the entire Adam, how is he collected? The process from zero and up to Atzilut, how does it happen?
By me trying to come out of myself to the field that the Lord has blessed, and to collect all the dwindled organs from my soul. And I want to connect them back. And when I do that, I feel that something new has been made here, a new quality, a new essence, my connection with the Creator. Start doing that with a general group. don't close yourself in the ten. The ten closes you down. You no longer feel you have something to do there. Start connecting around the globe.
Jerusalem.
We just learned that Atik is disconnected from us, so how is it that Satov Atik clothes in Arichanpin?
Again?
Atik is disconnected from us, so how is it that the Satov Atik clothes in the Arichanpin, which is the Rosh of the world of Atzilut through which we attain, because Atik is disconnected?
It clothes on its behalf. It clothes on all the entire world of Atzilut and all the worlds Biyah, from one end to the other end, from Tabu till the Siyum of Atik. Atik spreads there. However, with respect to the lower ones, he is gone. He disappears. With respect to the lower ones. And also, Abba Ve'ima and Zon, the Tzirah De'Asiyah, they don't feel it. They don't feel it. That's the way it is. What does happen is that here, down here, there is an illumination from Atik. Netzach and Hod, the Atik. There's an illumination to the Neshamot Shvot, to the broken souls. The broken souls.
Neshamot Shvorot. Ve'umir.
Broken souls. And he illuminates for them and awakens them to start rising to Atzilut. That's called Netzach and Hod, are called Dadei Behema of Atik. That's how they awaken. Okay. What do we sing? Netzach ve'od, Yenikat, Anevim, and the song. Who wanted there?
This work that we see on the screen, in the sketch, is it individual work, or besides that, is there also general work?
Individual for each one, but when you receive deficiencies from everyone.
I understand, but
say that it's upon me to correct the whole world. I have to get deficiencies from everyone and to work with it, with the Creator. Go ahead.
This I understand, but does our Kli have an additional task, other work to do, or is it only something that each of us does toward himself?
What do you mean with himself?
Suppose a Kabbalist performs this action. There are Kabbalists that have achieved all of their corrections.
Yes.
We didn't. Yet. Does everyone have to attain it?
Everyone has to attain it. But you have a Kli you have to integrate with. How can you attain it?
Obviously the work is with the Kli that I have in that generation or in that state. But it's not that all of us together are performing this action with something in addition, but it's each of us.
Try doing it on your own. You see, you can't without your friends. But it's upon each and every one to do it. This is a burden upon each and every one. Each one has to do it. Each one has to reach the root of the soul. What does the root of the soul mean? Connecting the entire Adam Rishon to your point in the heart. And by that, and to do on all this Kli from his behalf, the point in the heart, Zivug De'aka, to be in equivalence of form with the Creator, that means to unite with him.
But then there's also the work for each of the others to go through this.
Of course, everyone, each one.
Meaning the work doesn't end with an individual person achieving correction.
You cannot attain the entire correction until you correct everyone.
meaning whoever performs the correction upon himself, he reaches a point where he sees that everything else besides himself has also reached the same correction.
Yes. The moment you reach the correction, you see everyone is corrected.
Holland.
I don't see. They don't show it to me. You see it there. Now I do. Yes.
Okay. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this great, great lesson. We feel squeezed till the last drop. But we are so happy, so vitalized to be with you together. To feel this connection emerging between us around the whole world. That the Creator
All right.
is inviting us. And we have the heart together.
Thank you very much. Moscow.
Да, уже время близится к завершению урока, и мы бы хотели вот это время посвятить, если это можно, задать вопросы по подготовке к конгрессу. Остается неделя.
Вакаша.
Это уместно сейчас сделать?
Go ahead.
Да, у нас 10 отделов участвуют в подготовке конгресса. И вот мы бы в конце урока хотели бы небольшие отчеты и вопросы от каждого отдела. Вот сегодня у нас есть вопросы и отчет от команды по подготовке к уроку и от команды Трапез. Пожалуйста, Леша.
Кадима.
Go ahead.
Раф, мы сейчас кратко расскажу, как готовится отдел подготовки.
I'll explain how we're preparing. There are complications because we know that there were already 1,000 different preparations for the lesson, and since we're directing our ship at the unification of the world Kli, there's a desire to do something out of the ordinary, to unite the friends.
Yes. Next.
And on this key, we started to understand that the friends that are going to give this preparation, they have to thoroughly understand, well, know the materials, meaning to be ready to... the focus groups should be ready that they are going to talk. So what do we do in order to really give an impression? We're looking for groups that aren't that known, but that have a very strong desire. Is it the correct direction? What can you recommend?
I don't know. You have to know. The whole world should deal in that. I don't know anything. I also don't know if we need the focus group. I don't know. Or a few focus groups together should work in parallel for every question, every verse. I don't know anything. Next.
Right now, we have lessons. And we divided into groups, and the different groups are preparing to be focus groups. Well, they're already working on it.
Раф, от отдела трапез на конгрессе команды все работают, все.
We're the team responsible for the Seudot. Everyone's working together and so on. The question is, we know that a Seuda is a very important action, and it has different formats. And the question is, meals mainly happen between the lessons. How to realize them? Meaning, should it be the realization of what we got on the lesson, or should it be the preparation for the next lesson? Or should it be the place of unification with many groups participating and so on.
I advise you to find the solution. You can ask as much questions as you'd like. You'll get the same answer. It's over. The school or the kindergarten. You have to ask, but it's not me you should ask. Great, they're gone. And this we conclude. I just say again, communicate with each other. Be connected. Each one should come out of himself to the general group so that they'll start asking and caring. This is a critical time now. You have an opportunity. It's too bad to miss it. It's a shame to miss it. We're being pushed. It's like Bala Sulam writes that you once had an opportunity. Don't despair. Start again. But now this is your opportunity. And it's not for me. Don't think that I'll do something. They'll bring me the verses, I'll read them. Anyone else can read instead of me. It doesn't matter. The whole work is between you. The more you'll want, the more you'll integrate, the more you'll come out of yourself and integrate, that's the work. That's the success. In the meantime,
announcements. Daily task will be sent later during the day. Friends from around Israel are invited for the Friday morning lesson in a soda. For further details, contact us. And let's sing.
הכל התחיל עוד בבבל, נפרדנו כך לכל תבל,
חדלנו להבין אחד את השני, איבדנו זה את זה וקשר חיוני,
חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות,
עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות,
בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. היום כמו חג בישראל, נוהרים מכל דבל,
משתוקקים רק להתחבר, והתפילה תלך ותתגבר.